Thank you for holding. Is this Antonita?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Antonita. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm on the right side of the dirt, so I'm not complaining. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
With the pricing, I just need to know what the how the payment goes.
Well, everything we do here, it's month to month, so we won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. The pricing is set at a flat rate. It'd be $249 month to month.
What?
It's $249 month to month.
Okay.
I mean, it's a secured first page placement. So, I mean, you're talking about listing yourself on the first page of Google for up to 15 different keywords and up to a 30-mile radius. We would also develop your .com website, monitor your reviews, fix your Facebook listing and run ads through your Facebook business page. So it's not all just the Google listing. We would want to complete your online business profile and make sure that the online marketing and advertising is profitable for your company.
Okay.
Obviously, the more money you guys make, the more likely you are to use our services. So we kind of get in there and make sure everything's working properly for you.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to verify your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can actually only have one number listed. Antonita, did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
No.
Okay, what's the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you? 579-573-1770. Okay. And does that call you usually directly?
No, it'll call Haven.
Haven, okay. And that's your other half, right?
Correct.
Okay. I think Tara said she spoke with your partner originally and then got sent over to you. What's your last name, Antonita?
William.
Haven?
William.
Oh, Williams. Okay. Haven Williams is husband and Antonita. And you spell your first name A-N-T-E-N-I-T-T-A?
A. Uh-huh.
Okay. I got it. All right. And then what's your business email? I'm going to send you everything in writing so that way you have it documented. I'll also send over an invoice receipt so that way you guys can write it off. You'll get it back that way.
Okay, it's EXPOXY, Haven@gmail.com.
Okay, let me make sure I got this right. I have EXPOXY.
No, it's okay. EPOX, it's Epoxy Haven.
Okay, that's what I figured. I just wanted to double check because the way you pronounced it. So let me approve. Okay. And then this other number ending in the 5674, that's for Haven?
Yeah, that's a cell phone.
Okay. I'll keep your guys' number on file in case you call in. That way we know it's you. But the only number that will be displayed is the 229-573-1770.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. Have you received it before?
We probably have, but haven't paid attention to it.
Yeah, it looks like it was requested but never completed. So I'm going to resend it over to you. What's the street address that I could send that to?
472 Berkshire, B-E-R-K-S-H-I-R-E,
mm-hmm.
Place,
in Fairburn? Mm-hmm. 30213?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have a website for you guys already, epoxyhaven.com. Are you okay with me having that attached to all your online listings?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to make any changes to your website?
If you can make it look better. I just did it myself.
Okay. Let me check it out. I can offer you like an my site, which is like an upgraded website. We definitely make it look better. I won't charge you anything. Well, dang it. Do you own this domain?
Yeah, I bought it through Shopify, I guess. I think Shopify. I did. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if we can do Shopify. That's the thing. I know we can do Wix and GoDaddy. Otherwise I'd have to get you a totally different domain actually. So I wouldn't be able to make any changes to the site unless
I think that's my, Epoxyhaven is my, I bought it through Shopify. So I think I can stick the name.
Keep the name. It's just the site for our graphic designer, it has to be compatible for us to be able to log in. Like, you got to be able to add us as manager. And I don't think those ones only let you have one manager.
So can I just make you the manager?
Usually you can, and then they can go in there and make changes. But I feel like Shopify is one of those ones that I'm not 100% sure about. I was going to say, for like a Google Places placement, you don't really have to have a site. It's just more so something you're probably going to want. It looks like some people can even make purchases on this Shopify site if they really wanted to, because it says shop and pay or pay with Google Pay. So that's a different type of site. This is more for like an e-commerce business that does things completely online. You know, like if you were to be like a retail store and you were selling clothes and people could just buy the clothes and you ship them to them.
And that's why, because we have our own clothing business, too. That's the only reason I had built this site, but it's not something that we have to have. That is just more so for them to see the product.
Yeah. So, like, that's what I was saying. Is like, we can get you a different site, but it might be, like, epoxyhavenga.com, you know, and then we can build a separate one. Okay. I could do that for you. They do have a one-time charge for the new domain, though. That's the issue. It's a $99 charge. So that would change your initial investment to $348. Is that okay? I'm not charging you for any of the graphic design or hosting. So the first month it'll be $348, and then each month after that it'd be $249 month to month as long as you're with us.
And on the new site, is it can I add the site anytime, or has to be done today?
No, you can add the site later.
Okay, yeah, let's do the site later.
Okay. Yeah, we could start off with just what you have right now, and then anytime you guys want to make the upgrade or change, just call in, and then we could add the site for you. It's just they charge us $99 for the new domain, so we were only going to charge you what they were charging us.
Okay.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
24 hours is fine.
Okay. And you could accept cash, check, and card?
We have to do a deposit, so cash, check, and you have to have a deposit down to start to work. So I don't know if
right. That's actually really normal in your industry. So usually they do it in they either do it in thirds or halves. Like you do half up front or a third up front and then middle and last.
Yes, half up front, because we have to get the product first. So yeah.
Okay, but you would accept that in cash and check, and then if they do a card, do you want me to put like additional fees may apply for the merchant processing fee?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Submit. All right, so I got your profile created, Antonita. I need to schedule a client interview. a client interview usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but this is where we interview you on the business just to make sure we have the campaign set up properly. I have a time available today between 4 and 5 o'clock where I can have a representative walk you through that. Does that work for you?
Can we do 5 o'clock?
I don't have availability for 5 or 6 this afternoon. Those slots are booked. I could do tomorrow anytime from 10 to 7.
Okay, let's do tomorrow.
What time tomorrow? Same time? 5?
Yeah, 5. Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and I'll text you 1 hour before the appointment as a reminder.
So do you need to talk to me, or you can talk to Hayden?
We could talk to either one of you. It's mostly general knowledge information about the business. We just want to make sure that we're listing you for the right services. We don't want you guys getting calls for things that you don't do or from areas that he's not willing to go to. So, I mean, it would be good probably
to talk to him.
To have
both
call
him
at the 5674 number?
Yeah, just do it. You can do it today and call him at 2. As far as the payment, I can give you the payment. But to talk
okay,
to
give
him
me one
about,
second, though. But you said the client interview for him, we can do it between 4 and 5 today?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let me move this over because I had it for – so we'll go client interview. And then I'll send him the message 1 hour before so he gets the heads up there that we're calling. And then if it doesn't work, he could always let us know at that time and I could reschedule. But – I want to get everything going as quickly as we can. You know, the sooner we get you up there, the sooner you start making some money off of it. Okay, so let's go, boom. Client interview. And then I'm going to do this epoxyhaven at Gmail for the invitation. And then let me add his number in here. So send, invite all guests. Okay, I got you locked in between 4 and 5. Let me just make sure they call his number. Okay, and then how did you want to secure the payment, Antonita?
Okay, you ready for the card number?
Yeah, I'm ready.
8793. 3793? Uh-huh. 6303.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
Yes, 3793.
3793.
Uh-huh. 6303. Mm-hmm.
6303. 3467.
Okay, you want? Okay, you ready? It's 3793.
Okay.
3793-6303-3467-445.
Okay. 4-4. I can't hear that last four.
It's 67445.
67445?
Yes.
That's five numbers.
It's American Express.
Okay, I have way too many numbers here. Yeah, I have 3793. Uh-huh.
6303.
Okay.
3467445.
Okay. 445. Got it. Okay. Expiration date, month, and year?
26.
6 of 26?
No. 26.
3 of 26?
2 of 26.
2?
Yes.
226, okay, and then four-digit code on the front. 4176. Okay, sounds like you're at a hair salon. A lot of background noise, it's so hard to hear you now. Okay, so I'm going to process the payment, Antonita. You're going to get a outline of the agreement in writing. It's going to come to your phone. There's also a form that you guys need to fill out for your Google verification. It'll ask for all the paperwork like license and insurance for the business, and that'll get submitted to Google directly. All right. I'm going to go ahead and process it. So it's going to go through at $249. The first month's payment is a discounted pricing structure, and it's locked in. So every month moving forward, it'll stay $249 for as long as you guys choose to remain with us. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All we ask is that if you are going to discontinue, let us know before the next billing is due so we could stop your billing cycle, and that's it. Okay? And it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. So look out for that confirmation. I'm going to send you over my number and extension. I know you're in like a really noisy area right now. But if you have any like questions, comments, or concerns, you can call me back directly at any time, okay?
All right.
Is that okay, Antonita?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let Haven know. I'm going to circle back with him, though, okay, between 4 and 5 o'clock today.
All right.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bro, I couldn't even fucking hear shit. Somehow still managed to get that deal. I couldn't hear shit.
You have been kicked from this conference.